Say somebody has a vaishya nature of making money. Will that person, by becoming spiritually purified, eventually give up that nature? Or will that nature continue till death? And will it continue beyond death also? If in the spiritual world also they will have that nature? No, definitely the spiritual world, it is different. Because that is a nature based on the soul's swarupa, which can be quite different. Now in this life, whether our nature will change or not, it is variable. See, broadly speaking, nature is something which can't be infinitely changed, even by spiritual practices. See, it is just like if I have a car. If I'm a trained driver, maybe I will be able to drive the car much more expertly than if I'm not a trained driver. But ultimately, a car can never run like an airplane. But similarly, say a person of a particular nature, it is not that if a person is of a Vaishya nature, it's not that they will become Brahmanas. But even Vaishya activity can be done with a greater proportion of goodness, and it can be done with a lesser proportion of goodness. So, Kshatriya activity also. So, as we practice spirituality more and more, as we grow in bhakti, then even the activities according to our nature, we do them, but with a greater proportion of goodness within them. With a greater service attitude to serve and please Krishna and assist in his mission with him. So, it's not so much the specific action that will change or the specific inclination that will change, but it's the more of the intention and the mode of performing that action that will change. So, even somebody might be of a Brahmanical nature, but in youth, that intellectuality may also be accompanied by a lot of passion. You know, I want to prove that I am right and they are wrong. I want to be the best scholar. But as we grow, then we grow in age, we grow in spiritual maturity. You know, then we move from, our intellectuality moves from trying to prove, goes from determining who is right to determining what is right. You know, so like that, we will usually work according to our swabhava, but that action according to swabhava will do with a greater element of goodness within us. And as it will be more peaceful, more spiritually conducive. Now if some people feel inspired, now another thing is, I would say because there has been intermixing among the Varanas for many generations in the past. So it's not necessary that we have only one particular swabhava. So sometimes, you know, we may have some element of Brahmanical nature, some element of Kshatriya nature also. So whatever it is, the important thing is rather than trying to worry about whether I need to change my nature or not, or whether I can change my nature or not, what we should focus on is, how can I serve Krishna in a sustainable way? So, while doing whatever services we are told to do, we can be observing. You know, guna karma vibhagasya. Guna means quality, karma means activity. So, the way we can translate it in our experiences, that when some service is according to our nature, we feel internally comfortable doing that service. And we are externally competent also in doing it. So inner comfort and external competence. If these two are there, then we can do that service for a long time. We'll be happy doing it. So rather than worrying too much about what is my nature, we can focus on, while doing services, which are the services which I'm comfortable and competent. And then we can focus on doing those services. That way we can move on sustainably in our bhakti. Answer your question? So thank you very much.
On this question,
yes, ma'am. Please, yeah.